Presley with Martin Bester.
People, I don't know if you've seen the video of this guy in Colorado. He's a contractor. So he went in and he remodeled the house and the bathroom and stuff. And this video, this guy goes in and destroys a bathroom that he just renovated with what do you call those things, like a sledgehammer. Took a sledgehammer and absolutely went wild in this bathroom. And the neighbor of the people whose bathroom it is took the video.
I get it.
No, you don't.
I do understand.
Just
weeks into this. Thousands of dollars into this.
I do understand.
He just knocks down the entire bathroom. Why? Because the people didn't pay. But now she's saying that she first wanted to see the finished product. And she wanted to be sure that the water runs the way it should.
All right.
And stuff before, because we also all know.
Mm-hmm.
Once they've built stuff and renovated stuff, it doesn't always work the way it should.
No.
Sure.
I mean, I moved into this house almost 2 years ago. I transferred last January.
Mm-hmm.
I am still fixing up things here and there
that
the contractors didn't get right.
Mm-hmm.
It's just how it is in life.
Mm-hmm.
You should actually hold off. There should be like a period.
Where you
like
can.
A year.
Mm.
Are you with me?
Yeah. Mm.
But anyway, this guy's cutful. You didn't pay for the renovations, so now I'm unrenovating the bathroom. I'm undoing it all with a sledgehammer.
Yeah.
Have you ever been that tempted in your life? Does someone owe you money? Can we open a little confession session this morning of people who owe you money? I thought of things that will make me feel better this Monday morning, and I've decided that is it.
What?
Listening to people talking about other people who owe them money.
Listening to drama.
Yes.
Pretty much.
That is where I... Spice.
Yes. Bryce Spice is back, people. Graydon in Boxburg. How are you, man?
Good on yourself, buddy.
All right, hey. Do you owe someone money? Does someone owe you money?
No, someone owes, well, not even someone owes me money. I was a small contract starting in my business, and I picked a very big contract, $500,000. So generally, us contractors ask for 50% deposit, which is, you know, cool, get a 50% deposit. But as the job goes on, you need more money to carry on the job. So 80% completion, we would say to a client, we need some more money. And this client said to me, he said, okay, hold on, just wait, you know, we'll get your money. At 100% completion, I said to him, okay, I need money to obviously pay the guys and do the final payments. He came and took a magnifying glass and walked on the walls to check the paint.
First of all. Okay.
Now, I'm talking about a big house. I'm talking a 4 million rand house. We did renovations.
Yeah.
So, anyway, long story short, he then came back to me and said to me with lawyers that, I know he's claimed bankruptcy because, he can't afford to pay.
No.
We then tried to go to court. So what I did is, in my contract, it states that it's all my property until final payment. I then went back to the house and wanted to take paint stripper and start removing what I did. And when I got into his property, the police said to me, I'm trespassing, so I better get off before I get locked up. And I lost all of it. Took him to where he went to court, and I got 17 cents to the rand.
Oh, no. So you can,
for us contractors, it's a little very hard, like being, you know, we also got to.
Yeah. So you can relate to this guy in Colorado.
Yes, 100%.
You've been in a position where you wanted to take this sledgehammer and undo the work.
Yeah, no, for sure.
Imagine. While I've got you on the line, here's another question for you.
Mm.
It's not a loaded question. I'm just asking because I don't know.
Have
you all ever finished within budget?
Yes.
Does that happen?
No, 100% happens. See, nowadays what I do is I ask for 80% deposit. And that 80% will get me to the point where I can complete the work. So the 20% is more the profit margin of it that I would make. So should I not get paid, I don't lose money. You understand? So I'm still available to pay my laborers and stuff like that. Because, you know, no matter what company, if you can't pay your laborers, without laborers, you don't have the work. It's not you that do the work. It's your laborers that do the work.
Precisely. Right? Yeah. Well, you seem like a great guy to do business with, and you deserve it after you've been done in by this other guy.
Numerous times.
What's your company's name?
JT Projects.
Well, there you go. I hope you get some work out of this.
Listen here, guys. We love your show. Tell you what, it's my morning coffee. Some people like their coffee strong. I just like mine like you guys give it.
Graydon. We love
it, man.
Thanks
for listening. Awesome show, guys.
Thanks, brother.
Cheers, bye-bye.
Graydon from Boxburg listening in. Love it. I love it. 084-850-0942. Good Monday morning. We're talking about people owing you money. It's live. You can out them. Live on air. T's and C's apply.
Let's be crazy. Follow the noise.
You know what I say? You can be crazy as long as you're kind.
Let's be kind.
I agree.
You're with your morning family. Breakfast with Martin Bester.